This is Invasive Species Awareness Week in New York, coordinated through Regional PRISMS, Partnerships for Regional Invasive Species Management. This year's theme is Early Detection, Explore, Observe, Report. Recently, WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley sent a picture of an insect to Adirondack Park Invasive Plant Program Director Brendan Quirion, asking him if it was an invasive beetle. It wasn't. Quirion says a number of invasive species are near twins to native species, and that can make detection challenging.
It's fairly common. There are several plants and animals that have close lookalikes, but usually once you start looking closely at the identification characteristics, they're pretty easy to tell apart.
But for the average person, the lay person, what sorts of things are out there that they might encounter?
The white-spotted pine sawyer, which looks very similar to Asian longhorn beetle. The pine sawyer associates with pine trees, has, you know, a black body, white spots with these long antenna. The Asian longhorn beetle associates with hardwood trees, so things like maples, birches, cherry, etc. It's much larger. It has black body with white spots as well, but also has tints of blue in it. And the main difference that we tell people to look for is the white-spotted pine sawyer. Its namesake is because it has a white spot in between its wing plates on its back, right up by the top of its head. If you see that on a beetle that looks like Asian longhorn beetle, it's a white-spotted pine sawyer. Asian longhorn beetle doesn't have that. There are also plants that have common lookalikes. So another one that we get a lot of calls about is central giant hogweed. So giant hogweed is this plant that grows, you know, 12 feet tall with this big white flower on the top, and it's very harmful to human health. It can burn your skin. And there's a native lookalike called cow parsnip that doesn't grow quite as tall. It usually grows, you know, maybe 5-6 feet tall at most, but also has this big white flower, and people think it's giant hogweed all the time. We get calls about different patches of cow parsnip throughout the Adirondacks each year.
How difficult does this make it when you also have to deal with the lookalike situation?
We really encourage people to report things, whether they know for certain or not. It's much better to report something and have us verify that it's not invasive than to think it might not be invasive, not report it to us, and then have it cause harm. So we always encourage people to report what they see to us. What we also encourage is to come to one of our trainings. We offer invasive species identification trainings throughout the Adirondacks each summer, both for terrestrial species and aquatic species. And that's really where we get into the nitty-gritty on how to tell these species apart. There are certain characteristics that you can look for and easily tell one from the other.
Brendan Quirion, when I brought the question about the Asian longhorn beetle lookalike to you, the homeowners not only didn't have any familiarity with the Asian longhorn beetle, they didn't seem to have any familiarity with invasives in general. How big a challenge is that, and how common is that?
Yeah, unfortunately, invasive species or knowledge of invasive species lags behind other top environmental challenges like climate change. That's been demonstrated across the country, and it reinforces to us the need for more robust education outreach campaigns and awareness building campaigns focused on invasive species, because we have a lot of work to do still. There are a lot of people out here that don't know what invasive species are or haven't even heard that term before.
There are a number of training workshops across the state during Invasive Species Awareness Week. Links for more information are at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.